Anyone else? Yes.
What can we do to find safety in the cities? Some of the populated areas, some confusion going on with people.
If you think you're going to find safety physically, you cannot. Because the most evil people, they have found safety and they have built that safety 50 years ago. Complete luxury, not even bunkers. I'm not talking about bunkers that they have, cans of food. No, I'm talking about complete luxury that they have underground. They've built that long time ago. So if you're looking, as a believer, you're asking how to find safety in the cities, and you think finding safety is to protect yourself physically, you'll never succeed. And Allah is not going to make those ones who don't believe in Him, who are disobedient to Him and who are evil, to find safety even if they're in the middle of this earth. Never. Where are you going to find safety? Where are you going to find safety? When the whole world was raining with curses, and the curses were coming up from the ground, where were they going for safety? They're going to Nuh alayhi salam. When there was complete chaos and danger for the Bani Israel, where did they find safety? Did they go into a temple, into a cave, into this? No. Where did they go? They went to their prophets. In the times when there were no prophets, exceptions, Allah may pull, give special attention to them and make them to have to be in places of safety. But for those ones, nations, Allah's protocol always has been, find those who have safety and peace in their hearts. Go amongst the believers, be with the salihin. They are the domes of Allah on this earth, and there will be safety there. Find those ones whose hearts are like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Find those ones. As I was saying today, earlier, these are the days that we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, of the sacrifice that he made for himself, for his child. But never forget, Ibrahim alayhi salam is the one who is giving comfort and rest to the orphans. And who understands what it means to be an orphan other than Ibrahim alayhi salam? Who understands what it means that to have no father? Ismail alayhi salam. Who understands what it means to have no father and no mother than the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Live in this world like you're an orphan and asking Allah for help. As we are orphaned because our shaykh is veiled. Running to them, we will find safety. Run to them. Be with them. Make rabita. Be with them. No need fancy description. Just sit by yourself and say, if I'm sitting here, let me imagine that they are right next to me, right in front of me. They are surrounding me. I'm with them. Your spirit then is making that connection. You'll find safety. You understand? Inshallah. May Allah keep us with these safe ones. Take away evil thoughts and doubts from your heart. If you're running to these people who are safe to find safety, but if you have one speck of dirt in your heart, some doubt, some dirtiness about them, is not going to save you. It will not. You understand? That is important. You do wrong things, You're saying, what can I do to ask Allah for forgiveness? So, is it so difficult for Allah to forgive? But if you have doubt, that time, no one is going to fix except you. You have to fix it yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay.